Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Okay, we return with Marcus Ashworth, who is head of fixed income at Novo Banco Bessi. I tried to steal his pen, but it didn't work, so we have to move on to the interview. Right, what are you looking at the moment?
Well, unfortunately, it's Greece. It's boring, everyone, I'm sure, but it's just the soap opera. And frankly, most of the credit markets have ceased to exist whilst we wait. New issuance has dried up, and we're seeing, you know, obviously the sovereign bond markets flying around all over the place. So the lack of liquidity is really showing up, because obviously until on a Friday night, everyone covers and goes back into being long US Treasuries or what have you overnight, and then comes Monday morning and obviously it looks like something might be happening, and then back it goes the other way. So it's illustrating the volatility quite how poor things are.
But people are being cautious, but is it actually, are they right to be that sort of sidelined?
Yeah, honestly, it's a coin toss, isn't it? So why would you be risking too much capital in this sense? It's better to sit and wait, is majority of people's opinion. Obviously, a lot of people have to be invested, but it's quite evident from a lot of bond managers that they are going as much into cash as they can at the moment. And
but the equity markets yesterday surged, didn't they?
No, yeah, indeed. Obviously, Greece in particular up 9 and DAX up 4 or whatever. Yeah, it was because it looks like a deal is going to happen. And as I wrote yesterday, it's beholden to Greece to do a deal here, because the risks for them not doing a deal are manifold. They really have got a awful prospects.
Surprising the euro didn't recover more strongly yesterday.
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, there's a lot of two-way flow there. There's lots of ways you can argue it both ways, but it seemed that the euro essentially did nothing, didn't it? Which is a little
surprising,
perplexing,
considering the strength of the equity markets.
It shows you how perhaps how thin things are out there. So at the moment, it's certainly on the volatility is on the bond market and perhaps the equity side of the upside. So we could all come straight back down again if Tsipras has got to get this through his own parliament. I mean, the odds of a decent sort of rumble in the jungle fight breaking out in the Greek parliament's got to be pretty high, I think, because there's going to be a lot of unhappy people. I mean, even his own partner has threatened to leave him, hasn't she? So alone his
every cloud is a silver lining.
Yes.
For people who sort of, I mean, obviously, you know, for people, you know, we've heard about it months and months, but in terms of the best indicator of what's going to happen, is it the currency, is it the euro, or is it the bonds? And then the other question is, how bad could it be if there is no agreement?
It's certainly, I think, the Bund futures for the easiest thing to people to watch, and that's a simple risk on, risk off guide. Obviously, peripheral spreads, particularly more liquid ones like Spain and Italy, are very worth keeping an eye on to add an idea, an indication of how people are perceiving things. At the moment, it looks like the market's pricing a deal is going to get done. How bad can it get if it doesn't go through?
Are you having to take sort of contingency plans? Is there sort of some sort of emergency protocol in place? I mean, is that what we're looking at?
There clearly is something coming. The ECB, I think, have planned for something. But no, the reality is, we're stepping into completely into the dark.
Yeah.
And you know, for the Greeks, they have to appreciate that the EU, in lots of different ways, has backed it up for the last few years. Even to things like the common agricultural policy or agricultural subsidies, which are, you know, vital for Greek farmers to survive. No one like China or Russia is going to turn up. I mean, it's beholden for both China and Russia to keep Greece in the euro. The ports in Piraeus are vital for China's exports into the EU. It's the perfect stopping off point, the closest one for them, and they really want Greece to stay in. Likewise, for Russia, it's better that Greece stays in and causes lots of problems as like a fifth columnist, in the sense that they can water down, you know, sanctions on Ukraine or wherever else they may be. So they're not going to help, or we're not going to rush to help them. The IMF, if they are spurned, will not come back, not legally allowed to come back. And if they walk away from the ECB and the EU, what have you, then again, they will have literally no one to support them. So that's why the press will at least do his very best. Whether or not he gets it through his own parliament is, of course, a tricky one. But I would imagine that, likewise with the Bundestag, which has to prove as well, that sense will prevail in the end, and people will be lent on to do the right thing.
And in terms of what would happen to Greece if it did leave, are we looking at you know, are there any countries which are, you know, we can say, well, it's going to be like Iceland, or it's going to be like Iceland, which I suppose is the best example.
The contagion effect.
I don't think Iceland actually is the right example, but I mean, not just Greece you have to worry about as well. You know, Montenegro is completely reliant on, for instance, on Greek banking system, and if that's that.
Or in Argentina. I mean, I think there's any precedent for it.
Precedents, you can draw lots of different parallels, but I think, and Cyprus probably the closest one to home, in a very mini case. But Greece has a capacity to be far worse because, for instance, a thing called Target 2, which is a very thrilling sort of internal plumbing of the European Monetary Union system. And essentially, if you are flogging, I don't know, German washing machines to Spain, there is actually a bank transfer between, I know, Santander Madrid to Deutsche Bank Frankfurt. But at the same time, the Bank of Spain and the Bundesbank have a credit debit system. Now, at the current moment, Greece owes about 100 billion euros, effectively mostly to Germany. That will get wiped out. That's just another 100 billion from, you know, let alone all the other risks that Europe has hidden away. And they're just the known.
Both sides have been so macho about it when actually they've got a gun to each other's head?
They have literally got a gun to each other's head. But in essence, it's all about Wolfgang Schäuble is saying that they cannot allow this type of fiscal sort of
imprudence,
continence, should we say, yes. To carry on. We have to set an example for everyone else. The rest of these sort of so-called peripheral countries are paranoid that they've basically put their populace through real hardship for the last few years, and then they may look like fools if Greece gets away with it. So they're probably even more hardline than Germany is in this situation. And then, of course, the Americans are worried about the, you know, NATO influence and Russia, what have you. So, you know, everyone has got the gun to everyone else's head, but it's a bit like Reservoir Dogs. Perhaps we get a hopefully better outcome than what happened there.
Hold on to your ears, I think, is the analogy there. But I mean, we're looking. I mean, let's just say that the situation is resolved. Can you see things getting back to normal, you know, within a few weeks, a few months, or?
I think things will get back to normal possibly in about 5 minutes, in the context that everyone's waiting to get this out of the way, and then the markets will roar ahead. Clearly, the equity markets are looking for an excuse to go higher.
Yeah.
The bond markets have got a lot more normalization to do. There's obviously been a big shakeout, but they essentially need a bit more confidence and things will settle down. The ECB will get back to buying lots of lovely European government bonds, and you know, in essence, the peripheral spreads will tighten back in. Already that's been front run a bit. So it's going to be choppy, it's pretty liquid, and reality is that the markets want to get back to what will then quite quickly turn into summer.
Right.
Okay. Where do you see the euro going if there is a deal?
Well, I think the euro, as I said before, is not really the right thing to be looking at. There are lots of two-way flows which are counterbalancing each other at the moment. There's lots of reasons why you would buy or sell the euro on both scenarios, and they seem to be cancelling each other out. So I said the Bund future is probably a better way of looking at it. In essence, the euro is made a base. I think with deflation perhaps having been viewed as being beaten, I think the euro has a chance to go a little bit higher, but the longer-term trend is still lower.
Okay, well, we'll see how everything pans out. Marcus Ashworth, head of fixed income at Novo Banco Bessie, thanks for coming in today and making your second appearance.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Mark.